Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page director of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, the mayor and the council are at loggerheads again over a pretty important piece of legislation having to do with remaking the charter under which government operates. And I don't know about everybody else, but I really think that this comes almost out of nowhere. You all have written about it at the Sun. And yet, I think possibly because we just got through with an election, I think people are not ready for this.
Yeah,
because it's big, right?
Yeah, I hate to be a broken record and keep talking about this, but it is important, and I think people need to focus on it. So the two amendments that are currently on the table, one would change the composition of the Board of Estimates, which has a number of important functions. It approves contracts, but perhaps more significantly plays a key role in the budget process, does a lot of other administrative functions, setting salary scales, approving union contracts, all sorts of things. So currently, and for many years, the mayor has had control of it, has had three of the five votes on the board. So this amendment would strip away two of the mayor's votes and would just leave the board as the mayor, the city council president, and the comptroller, so that you'd have each one on equal footing. The second amendment, which is less of a big deal but still important, would change the budget process so that when the city council is evaluating the budget, they can not only cut from it, which is all they can do now, they can also direct that the money they cut be allocated to other things. So that's not totally unprecedented. And some governments are set up that way. The state is not. Baltimore County is not. The city is not. Howard is not. Anne Arundel is not. The virtue of the current system is essentially the default when there's a dispute between the executive and the legislature is to be fiscally cautious, you know, don't spend the money rather than spend it.
Wouldn't it be a good idea to either have a vote on this by the citizens or at least a commission to look at it and decide whether this is something we want to do?
Where things stand right now is if the city council overrides the mayor's vetoes, it will go to the people for a vote. My concern is that amid an election year, there's a presidential election going on, Senate race, all sorts of things. People are not really going to be focused on this. You know, these are the kinds of things that maybe sound good or sound innocuous in the abstract, but would, you know, particularly the first one with the Board of Estimates, you're setting up a situation where you've got sort of three co-mayors in terms of setting the city's budgeting priorities and other important administrative functions. And I just don't see that as being workable. I mean, we're in the middle of this election where we're picking a mayor, someone who is outlining his or her priorities for the city, his or her vision, what he or she wants to do. And at the same time, we'll be voting on this amendment that would severely hinder the ability of the next mayor to follow through.
You know, well, what about the commission idea? What about taking some time on this? So why don't we be conservative in deciding these kind of really big overhauls?
I think there is a case to be made for changing the way the Board of Estimates works. You know, it could be a more effective body, but I think it needs to be done in a careful and holistic way. And I understand Jack Young's intentions here. He wants to jolt a system that he feels is not being responsive to less fortunate Baltimoreans. And certainly, I don't think anybody disagrees that the city needs to reorient its priorities. I just don't think this is the best way to go about that. And we need to take a more cautious approach toward such a fundamental change.
Andy, we'll see whether there are people that will adhere to the thinking that I think you and I share. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.